it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mouths dropped open at a congressional hearing on UFOs Tuesday when one congressman played a video that appeared to show the impossible. Alex Silverman describes what they saw.
This is the kind of stuff that we repeatedly see.
Congressman Eric Burleson, Republican of Missouri, was in the middle of a rant about the government's secrecy on unidentified aerial phenomena.
And I've had it. Enough is enough.
When he dropped this bomb.
I want to cue up a video that I've been given.
That. Got everybody's attention.
And as before it starts, I'm going to describe. This was taken October 30th of 2024. This video is of an MQ-9 drone tracking an orb, or this object, off the coast of Yemen.
The video is grainy, and it has no sound.
I'm not going to explain it to you. You'll see exactly what it does.
Well, you won't, so here we go. It's night vision drone footage, crosshairs and all. It locks on to what looks like a glowing, pulsing orb. Then
that another MQ-9... launched a Hellfire missile.
The missile appears to knock the orb off course for just a moment. It appears to shift shape like an amoeba in the sky as the missile drops off screen harmlessly. Then the mystery object just keeps right on going.
Mr. Knapp.
Congressman Burleson turns to noted UFO journalist George Knapp, one of the witnesses at the hearing.
Events like this occurring?
I have heard about events like this. I have heard about this event. We did not have the video, though. But that's a Hellfire missile smacking into that UFO and just bounced right off. And it kept going.
It kept going, and it looks like the debris was taken with it.
Yeah. What the hell is that?
Again, I'm not going to speculate what it is, but the question is, why are we being blocked from this information?
So we have no idea what it was, and we don't know if anyone in government has verified it in any way.
In the effort of transparency here, I got to admit to the witnesses that, you know, growing up, I really never believed in UFOs or any of this stuff.
But it was enough to get this out of Arizona Congressman Eli Crane.
After hearing, your testimony from honorable service members watching videos like my colleague, Mr. Burleson, just presented, I got to admit, I've become a believer.
Also at the hearing, three Air Force and Navy vets swore under oath they have seen unidentified flying objects with their own eyes. And the running theme was that the government has been covering up evidence.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.